How was your off season?
It was really good. Good summer. It was nice to be home. Nice to see the family and friends, and get ready for next season. So summer is always fun.
When you play over that last season in your head, how did you kind of square up with it? Were you happy where you guys ended up? Do you know what you guys got to do to go further?
Yeah, well, we were happy that we made the playoffs, but in the same time, we were disappointing that how it ended. And, you know, you don't want to lose 4-0 in the first round. But overall, I think we made a step forward, that's for sure. But it was great to play the playoffs, to taste that atmosphere, and it was a really good feeling to make it. But like I said, it ended up really quick, and we're gonna try to go farther this year.
So where's the room for improvement in this team? Where do you guys get?
It's always room to improve. I mean, we got the same players like we had last year. That's great. You know, we are really good in the dressing room and. And some young guys coming up, so we'll see how it goes. But we're going to try to get better. I mean, that's day by day, and we'll see.
Andre, you had your best year statistically last year. Did having another goalie here pushing you make a difference for you?
It's always competition, and always been. I mean, in the juniors, in AHL or in NHL, it's all the same. It's it's a two goalies or like. 5 or 6 goalies in the organization, and only one goalie can play the game. So it's always competition, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And then it's good. I mean, it's pushing each other to be better goalies. I mean, it's something that what you're looking for, and we have to realize that both of us who's play for the Jets are here to help the team. So that's bottom line, and I think. We were good last year, and we're going to try to be better this year.
When you hear the huge Go Jets Go chant on day 2 of training camp, what goes through you guys? Is it nerves, chills?
The fans. I mean, it's always been like that in the training camps. It's good to see them in a stands for practice. I mean, it's a Saturday, so a lot of kids around. Good for them. It's they're excited to see us on the ice again, and I think they're having fun.
How about the fact that some people were waiting at 5:30 outside these doors to get in to see you guys?
Yeah, I was driving right here to get here around 7 o'clock in the morning. It was a big lineup outside. And I see Dancing Gabe over there and wear the jersey, and kind of he was excited. So, it's good to see. We know that we have a great fans, they're happy they have a team in this city, they're excited. So that's you play hockey for fans too. So it's good to see it.
Does that make you excited? Kind of, especially at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning when.
Well, I'm never excited at 7 o'clock in the morning. So no matter what.
You guys were friends since you were kids. What was it like for you when you realized Michael Frolik wasn't coming back?
Yeah, well, it's a business, and it's. It wasn't in my hand at all. It was a great 2 years to play with one of my best friends. So, as a player, he was a great player to us. And he did a hell of a job here the last 2 years. He was a really important player in this team, but it's a business. He went to the free agency and signed in Calgary. So, it's pretty much nothing what I can do about it. But, it was great to play with him, that's for sure.
I had quite the Kladno connection here at the end of the year last year, and I guess back to just one.
Yeah, well, that's what happened, and that's like I said, it's nothing what I can do about it. But it was fun. It was really fun, especially we made the playoffs. So I made the playoff first time with my two best friends. So it was really cool. But after the season, you got only once in your life you can have that probably. And it's too bad they can't be here, but it's a business, it's a hockey, and I'm pretty sure that they're gonna be good hockey players in where they are right now. And it's like I said, it was great to play with both of them last year.
We get to sit here as Canadians and growing up in this culture, and we're at home, we're comfortable. We don't really know what it's like to come from another place with a different culture. What's it like to be away from home but have that you know, someone that you can speak to in your own language, someone you can talk to about old times? What did that do for you?
Yeah, well, I came to Canada when I was 17, so I kind of got used to it. But it was a year that I had, Czech or Slovak player, we speak the same language. And then it was a year that I had nobody there, and it's always nice to have somebody that you can go to dinner and speak in the same language. But, you know, I've been here long enough to understand that it's a business, and it's really cool to have somebody. But if not, I mean, it doesn't do anything. I mean, it's like I said, I've been here long enough, and it was great to have one of my best friends here. But you know, I have two more guys here, the young kids, Kostalek and Spacek. They came here from Czech Republic as well. So I got the young guys here, and it's been fun so far. We went for dinner a few times. I remember, 3 years ago, I had nobody here. Nobody was here from Czech or Slovak. So it's the same. But like I said before, it's nice to have somebody, but that's normal.
When the preseason gets going, do you like to get into games earlier, or would you like to have more work towards the end of it?
We'll see. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you want to see the game. We play the last exhibition games, and then we got a week off, I think, between the first game. So it's hard to say, but it's going to be nice to be back in a game for sure.
Career highs last year. What do you expect from yourself this year?
Help the team to get in the playoffs and do the best. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't expect anything else than make the playoffs and go far as we can.